Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Joy of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Is it important that we're led by the Spirit of God? Yes. Is it possible that the Spirit of God can move in a special way to lead you and you completely ignore it? Yes. And go off and perish? And people say, wonder why God let that happen. Well, wonder why you didn't listen. He was protecting, but you have to listen. And since Paul wasn't in charge of the boat, he's along for the ride. Bad ride. Keep reading. And now I exhort you to what?
Be of good cheer.
What?
Be of good cheer.
What? To do what? Be of good cheer. Now you'll find this, I just a casual look, Matthew 9, Matthew 14, Mark 6, John 16, Acts 2, all these are many more places. All except Acts, Jesus told people, fear not, be of good cheer. Right. Yeah. You ever heard this before? Yes. Fear not, be of good cheer. We need to analyze that. Why would he tell you that? Fear not, be of good cheer. Cheer up is another way of saying believe. And be strong. Why would you cheer up? He's about to tell them. I mean, if you believe you're about to die out here and you're about to sink and you're about to be bobbing up and down like a cork out in the middle of this hurricane with sharks on the bottom and lightning bolts on top, is that going to cheer you up? No. So why would you cheer up in the midst of this? Because you believe something else. You believe another outcome. He said, I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. We're going to lose the ship. Why? Because you should have listened to me. You're going to lose your ship. But let me touch on this just a little bit more. This is also why Paul didn't just stand on the deck and said, peace, be still. It's not a matter of just saying something off the top of your head. In every situation, you have to check in with him. See what he directs you to do. And if at this point you're going to say, well, I'm going to believe we're not going to lose the ship. No, you're going to lose the ship because you didn't listen. If you'd listened, you wouldn't have lost anything. And the only reason everybody's not dying is because of the mercy of God. And because this man of God has prayed. And God's heard him. Are y'all with me, friends? I know that's thought-provoking, but I said it on purpose. We need to be thinking about these things. Sometimes people just rattle off things off the top of their head, and they ignored what God said, and they're going to try to use another verse. No, you can't ignore what God said and try to use different verses. Important to be led all the time, every day, every night. He said, be of good cheer. Everybody say, cheer up, cheer up. Cheer up. Cheer up. Cheer up. Are they able to cheer up? We're going to see it in just a minute. It must be a choice. Be of good cheer, there will be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. Now, the storm is still just as bad. Everything looks just as bad. So you got a choice, don't you? This wide-eyed preacher telling us we all going to make it, or look at the storm. You're a sailor, maybe. You worked these seas for years. You know, this is it. You don't come out of this. But if you believe we're all going to make it, what do we do?
Make it.
Hallelujah. We're all going to make it. Even if you're throwing up over the side, holding onto the rail, waves hitting you now, you go, ha, we're going to make it. Yay. We're going to make it. You do cheer up. What if you don't cheer up? You didn't believe it. You didn't believe what you heard. He said, there stood by me this night an angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. And he said to me, Paul needed to hear it too. What did he say?
Fear not.
For you must be brought before Caesar. And lo, look, behold, God has given you all them that are sailing with you. They don't know how glad they should be that this preacher is on this boat. It is the only reason they're going to live through this. You know, unbeknownst to many people, you and I can be in a similar way. When we step on a bus, when we step on a train, when we step on a plane, come on, are you with me? If we're in faith like we need, listening to God and doing what He told us to do, everybody on board could be affected. It's possible. He said, the angel said, fear not, Paul. You can fear or you can cheer. You can fret and fear or you can be of good cheer. It is a choice. Now, people will try to tell you, I can't help it. I'm sorry. Don't give me your little pep talk about cheering up. If you were going through what I was going through, you wouldn't cheer up either. I can't cheer up. Leave me alone. That's a lie. The reason you won't cheer up is because you refuse to believe. And if you do, you're stuck. You're stuck in your situation. You'll get no help. It's a choice. I said it's a choice. Believing is a choice. Faith is a choice. If they could choose to cheer up in this terrible situation, then you and I can choose to cheer up in our situation. The angel said, fear not, Paul. You've got to be brought before Caesar. And you can tell that word got in him. You know that went all the way back to when he got born again on the road to Damascus. He thought, I have an appointment in Rome. And nothing can keep me from it. Hallelujah. Nothing can keep me from it. You know, even after they got out of the storm, he got on that island and got snake bit. By a poisonous viper that everybody knows. He bites you, you're dead.
That's right.
But it was still true. I got an appointment in Rome.
Yeah.
Storms can't stop me. Snakes can't stop me. I have an appointment in Rome.
Amen.
And the Lord said, I've got to make that appointment.
Yeah.
So nothing can stop me. Nothing can take me out. Well, friend, you can do the same thing. You can say, I got a call on my life. I'm not finished with what I'm put here to do. Come on, are you listening?
Yes, right.
Nothing can stop me from fulfilling my course.
Amen.
Nothing. Well, nothing bigger than God.
Amen.
But in order for His power to find access into your situation, you have to choose to believe. And the thing that indicates that as much as anything is that you choose to rejoice. You choose to cheer up. You can fret and fear, or you can be of good cheer. Verse 25, he said it again. Wherefore, sirs, what did he say? In case you didn't get it. Wherefore, sirs, do what?
Be of good cheer.
Be of good cheer. Why? Because I believe God.
Yes.
It's going to be just like it was told me. What? We all going to make it.
We
all going to make it. They needed to hear it again down in verse 33. While the day was coming on, they're still in the middle of this hurricane. Paul besought them all to take food. He said, this is the 14th day. 14 days they've been in the middle of this. You've tarried and continued fasting, having taken nothing. Nobody's eating. Wherefore, I pray you take some food, for this is for your health, for there shall not a hair fall from the head of any of you. When he had thus spoken, he took bread. He gave thanks to God in the presence of them all, and nobody ignored him. He's praying right out loud, and everybody's very respectful. Different than when they left port. And He broke it. They begin to eat. Verse 36. And they were what?
All of good cheer.
Pitching up and down. In the middle of the storm, they are all of good cheer. What do we know? They believe God.
Yes.
They believe this word God gave them through the angel, through Paul. They believe it.
Yes.
They're hanging on. Salt water slapping them in the face. Smiling each other. I'll see you on the other side, man. We're going to make it. Yeah, that man said, the angel said, I believe it. We're going to make it. We're going to make it.
Yes.
When you believe it, you cheer up. Oh, listen to this.
Okay.
Cheer is stronger than fear.
Yes.
This is how you can overcome being afraid. Cheer is stronger than fear. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Even if you feel paralyzed, you begin to rejoice because what He said to you, and it gives you the strength to completely overcome fear no matter what your situation is. Somebody said, they were all of good cheer. And there were in all the ship 216 souls. Hundreds of people. Well, without going through all of it, verse 44, the last verse, what does it say? The rest, some got on boards, the ship went down, some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass that they escaped all safe to land. This is supernatural. How many? 216 souls. Every one of them made it. Why? When did the breakthrough come? How we know they believed? When they
cheered up.
Yes. Quit crying. Quit screaming. Quit being afraid. Quit being depressed. Quit being hopeless. And cheered up. And ate some bread. And smiled at each other. And told each other, we're going to make it. Oh, come on. Can you see this? It gave them the strength not only to make it the rest of the storm, but when the ship broke up, they had the strength to swim. They had the strength to get to the planks and the pieces of boat. They had the strength to get to the island. Every one of them made it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Said out loud, cheer is greater,
is stronger
than fear.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Joy of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.